In Kuntes Achim, Lahavin Mashakosu Pri Yetz Chaim, the Alte Rebbe is explaining how the Aveda of Tefillah is more crucial today in our times than the study of Torah. Although Torah is higher, but because it is necessary to elevate the sparks that have fallen into the physical, into the lower world, and that happens more through davening, through Tefillah, than through learning, because Tefillah is b'chol mi'edecha, and in order to bring about a change in the physical world, we need an infinite involvement, an infinite intervention on God's part to heal the sick and to make the rain come and so on. And that is in response to our Me'edecha when we serve, when we take the initiative and serve Him with B'chol Me'edecha beyond limits. Whereas Teda brings godliness into a higher level, increase of godliness, into a higher level above, into Atzilus, but it doesn't come directly down into this world to bring about physical changes. And as he says, that Torah is called Chaye Olam. Torah is called eternal life, and Chaye Olam is the six emotions of Atzilus. V'hine for Beis Kislev, the day of the Dan Notzach, Beis Kislev, the Tanya is in Kuntes Achren Lahavim Ashikosu Pri Yitzchai. והנה במוקים אחר כוסב שלמח מצוס עשר הם בחינס בהי חסוד. In another place in the Zayar he says that the למח מצוס עשר הם בהי חסוד, that the 248 positive mitzvahs of Torah are in the five chasodim, in the attribute of chesed of Atzilus. V'shasal lo yises hein behei gvuris, and the 365 negative commandments are in the gvuris, which means that when a person does a mitzvah, he increases the chesed above in Atzilus. And when he refrains from a sin, he prevents the klipa, the chetzenim, from getting hashpah, from getting godliness, by arousing the gvura above, so that the hashpah comes only to who is deserving. Or the mokim achakosav, and in another place, he says, Shehen Tayag Archim Nimshochim Michad Archa, that there are 613 paths, 613 flows, that all begin in one source from one beginning. Shehu Lav Nunis, etc. Lav Nunis, the whiteness above, is a reference to Kesed, and to the Chesed of Kesed. The Chesed in Kesed is pure and white because there is no Gvura there at all. Less smaller Bahayatika. In Kesed, there is no Gvura. And that's where the mitzvahs come from. So how do we reconcile all these different things? In one place he says that it's in the Kalim of Zah. In the other place he says that it's in the Chasodim and in the Gvuris. And in a third place he says that it's in the Lav Nunis, in the whiteness of Kesed, where there is no Gvura at all. And this is all talking about the place of the mitzvahs of Torah. So to reconcile all this, Acho Inyan Shekol HaMitzvahs, so the idea is that all the mitzvahs are L'sakim L'mach Eved Izzah. All the mitzvahs are meant to complete and to perfect the 248 limbs of Zah, of the emotions above. Al Yidei HaMshochas Eden Se Baruch Hu B'meichin, by bringing godliness into the Meichin, into the intellect Svidis, Haklulim beheichsodim beheigvuris, and in the meichin, in the chabad, in the chachma bina das of Atzilus, there is already contained in potential the five gvuris and the five chasodim, chesed and gvura. Umoker hameichin hu lavnunis, and the source of the meichin, the source of the intellect, is in kesed, in the whiteness of the kesed, and that is this lavnunis of Kesed is the einig, the pleasure and the desire that God has in giving light to the lower svides, to the 248 limbs of Zah. And then this hamshacha, this flow of godliness, is divided into 613 individual lights, with the bechinas erech hamitzvahs, corresponding to the mitzvahs, 613. So when a person does a mitzvah of chesed, of tzedakah, gemilas chasadim, then it brings godliness into the kelim, the external kelim of chesed of zah, of the kindness of zah. The chetzenis hakelim were the nehim, netzachei yisaid. Uvekiyam haddinim b'chetzenis gvura. And through fulfilling the mitzvahs that are dinim, that are severe, gvura mitzvahs, by not doing, then we bring godliness into the kelim of gvura. Uberachamim, and when we have rachmanis on ourselves or on another person, then we arouse rachamim above, and so on. And how does this flow of godliness come to the lower svidas, to the lower attributes? Through the pnimiyas hakelim, meaning the ava, the yira, the chesed and the gevura, and they come through the meichin, through the chabad of that world. And in avodah, the way it is in us, in the human being, there is love and fear that comes from intellect, born out of intellect, or love and fear that comes from nature, from the nature of a Jew, the nature of the Jewish soul. Shein bichinas meichan de katnas de gadlus. And they are described as meichan de katnas, the natural instinctive love is called meichan de katnas, small intellect, small influence of intellect. And then meichan the godless is when the emotion comes directly from intellect, born out of understanding of God's greatness. So now we've resolved the conflict that, first of all, the mitzvahs are meant to end up, the influence of the mitzvah is meant to end up in the kelim of zah. That's where the increase is needed. It comes through the hei chsadim and the hei gvuris, and it comes from the lav nunis, the whiteness of Kesa. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu requested desperately to be allowed to fulfill the mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael, Shehin Tachlis Hayishtal Shalos, because that is the whole purpose, the ultimate purpose of the whole creation of all the chain of worlds. In order to bring godliness into the lower world, in order to purify the Kelim of Zoh in the lower world, in Bri Yitzira Atziah. Shebohen Hein Harapach Nitzutzin, in which, in these lower worlds, and in the Zoh of the lower world, is where the 258 nitzutzim of Teyu have fallen, al yedei teira mitzvahs maisi yeshabibiyah adafke, and they are elevated and purified through the teira and mitzvahs that a person does, the action mitzvahs, in biyah adafke, in the lower world, which to Moshe Rabbeinu was the land of Eretz Yisrael, where there would be action mitzvahs that were not in the midbar, that they didn't have in the midbar. And so we understand that davening is what brings about this halah. Then the question remains only, why the difference between earlier generations and our times? That in earlier generations, the emphasis was not so much on davening, whereas in our days, the avodah is through the tefillah. In the Hayem Yem for Beis Kislev, the second day of Kislev, which is known as the day of Didan Notzach, the victory marking the return in 1987 of the library, the Svarim and the Ksavim of the Rabbeim, to their rightful place in the library of Agudas Chassidei Chabad. This was considered a pidyon shvuyin, a release of the captives, which the Svarim were, when they were finally returned to their proper place on a Monday, on the 2nd of Kislev in the year 1987. So for Beis Kislev, the Rebbe says that Azmur Bir Pa'am B'Maimer, My grandfather once explained in a maimer, Hode Rabbi Elazar, Yoif Pruta Lo'oni V'Hode Matzlin. This, that Rabbi Elazar would first give a coin to a poor man, and then he would daven. That tzedakah comes before davening. Ki harei hatfilo tzarech li'ez b'chayis. Because davening has to be with life, with energy. Validation leisnem tzedakah lo'oni kedem hatfilo u'mechayim leisei. And by giving tzedakah before the davening to a poor man, which gives him life, nitesiv chayis harbe b'tzila, this increases, adds a lot of life to the davening. V'nene biyode mimata l'mayla, and he motioned, gestured with his hand from the bottom upwards, moved his hand upwards, l'rami shaharibli b'hafla, to show, to indicate that the increase is a great increase. And on a number of occasions, my father would seek out a poor man before davening in order to give him food.